Jane Haig represents the East Side on the King County Council. This year, she's facing a challenger, Bellevue City Council member Claudia Balducci. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Claudia Balducci has run the jail system in King County and served on the Bellevue City Council. Now she's seeking the seat of longtime county council member Jane Haig. Balducci says one of her proudest achievements is bringing together the divided factions on the Bellevue Council when the future of light rail was in doubt there.
We intentionally really worked hard together and joined together to negotiate the final deal with Sound Transit that would enable light rail to come through Bellevue.
Balducci accuses Councilmember Haig of missing too many meetings and sponsoring too few pieces of legislation.
It's a little bit challenging to point to votes that are objectionable because, frankly, Councilmember Haig misses so many votes.
Haig says Balducci is distorting her record and that if she's missed meetings, it's been to help constituents solve their problems.
And if it means missing a meeting, if it means taking time off to meet with somebody who has a specific need, that builds the trust that means a lot to me and means a lot to the electorate.
Haig also accuses Balducci of attending Sound Transit meetings on work time as head of the jails. Balducci says she made up that time on evenings and weekends. In her time on the council, Haig says she's been fiscally conservative but worked with her more liberal colleagues who have endorsed her. She also supported the unsuccessful tax measure to pay for more Metro bus service. When it failed, Haig says she was one of the council members who pushed back and reduced the service cuts.
We said, no, let's push the pause button here and see what we can do with a growing economy that's generating more sales tax.
Their effort preserved service, but Haig's district suffered. Metro confirms that the East Side absorbed nearly half the cuts that were imposed. Balducci says Haig should have advocated more strongly for her own district during the debate. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
And for more of our ongoing elections coverage, including interviews and stories and more, check out our website, KUOW.org.